Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The top civilian and uniformed leaders at the Pentagon today contradicted President Obama's repeated insistence that American combat troops are not battling the Islamic State. As NPR's David Wellner explains, both Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford told Congress that's not so.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dunford confirmed to the Senate Armed Services Committee that two U.S. troops recently died in ground combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. That prompted North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis to ask,
why does the administration go through these crazy somersaults that the entire country knows is not correct to say our troops are not in combat when they're in combat?
The answer came from Defense Secretary Carter.
These people are in combat. Senator, and I think we need to say that clearly.
Tillis replied it would be useful to pass that message on to the president and his White House spokespeople. David Bona, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. is strongly condemning the latest wave of attacks in Syria that have killed dozens of people in the northern city of Aleppo over the past 24 hours. White House spokesman Josh Earnest today described the attacks as abhorrent and immoral. Earnest also said they are entirely consistent with actions on the part of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and threatened tenuous ceasefire there.
This does place even more pressure on an already fragile cessation of hostilities.
According to international monitors, at least 60 people have died in Aleppo in the latest attacks, including 14 people killed when a hospital was hit. Law enforcement officials have issued nearly 250 arrest warrants as part of a massive drunk bust just outside of Philadelphia. Bobby Allen of member station WHYY reports it follows a months-long investigation with federal officials to crack down on street-level drug dealers in a small working-class community.
A flood of complaints from residents prompted investigators to conduct dozens of undercover purchases to help them zero in on drug dealers. And that resulted in 248 arrest warrants for dealers selling heroin, pills, and marijuana. Robert Smythe is the chief of police in Darby Borough, a community of some 10,000 people. He says he hopes the drug sweep sends a message to dealers still operating.
They're taking people's lives. They know what they're doing. They're selling death. Sooner or later, it's going to get you, and they're selling it, and they're making a fortune out of it.
Officials say in the first quarter of the year, 120 people in the area died from overdoses of heroin and other opioids. For NPR News, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.
U.S. automaker Ford has weighed in with quarterly earnings that were nearly double the same period a year ago. Ford says for the 3 months ending in March, the company's net income rose to $2.5 billion, mostly on strong truck and SUV sales. The Dow was down 210 points today. You're listening to NPR. Florida Supreme Court has ruled a law that limits lawyer fees in worker compensation cases is unconstitutional. The ruling from the state Supreme Court coming in a case in which an attorney was paid just over $1.50 an hour for his work. The court ruled it's absurd. The lawyer would only have earned about just over $164 for upwards of 100 hours of work. In 2003, then-Governor Jeb Bush signed attorney fee limits into law. Those limits will no longer be enforced based on the court's ruling. Two advertising employees at the New York Times have sued the company's CEO and its chief revenue officer. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the plaintiffs are claiming pay gaps based on race, age, and gender.
The class action suit claims that CEO Mark Thompson and revenue chief Meredith Levien have an ideal advertising staffer in mind, young, white, and childless. The suit relies in part on controversies from Thompson's days leading the BBC and from the ouster of former executive editor Jill Abramson. She had raised concerns she had been relatively underpaid compared to male colleagues. The lawsuit also cites a female staffer who was laid off a week before returning from maternity leave. New York Times spokeswoman Eileen Murphy said the suit contains, quote, a series of recycled, scurrilous, and unjustified attacks on the two executives that distorts the realities of the work environment there. The company said it would fight the lawsuit vigorously. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
Officials in Canada say 80 people have been arrested in connection with a sweeping investigation into child pornography. According to police in Ontario, the arrests follow an extensive investigation that have resulted in more than 270 charges, including sexual assault, possession of child pornography, and making child pornography. This is